Welcome to this week's edition of The Money Pool. Today we've invited personal finance expert Mia Radkin on the show to answer questions about your money. Hi Mia.
Hello Michael.
And welcome.
Thank you.
The number is 0800 666 961. Give us a call now with your personal finance question, but I believe we already have Jacob on the line.
Hello.
Hello Jacob.
So, Jacob, you've got a question about savings goals, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. My income's okay, and I more or less manage to keep up with my bills and everything, but I never seem to get much ahead. I'd like to start saving for a home, but it feels like a bit of a waste of time.
Okay, Jacob. I noticed that you said you more or less keep up with your bills. What's your biggest monthly bill?
Well, probably my credit card.
Thought so.
But I always pay at least the minimum amount each month, sometimes a bit more.
Do you mind my asking, Jacob, how much do you owe on your credit card?
Well, it's about £15,000.
And I imagine you're paying about 18% interest?
Yeah, about that.
OK, here's what I'd suggest you do, Jacob. Find another credit card provider who will let you transfer your balance to them and pay a very low interest rate. If you transfer your balance, you'll probably pay as little as 3%, and then start paying off that debt as fast as you can. The first step to serious saving is to get out of debt.
Right.
And then I'd like you to do something else. Get a pair of scissors and cut up your new credit card.
You mean get rid of it?
That's right. So you don't use it.
But if I did that, I wouldn't be able to afford things like holidays and going out for dinner.
Well, no. Looks like you might have to make some lifestyle changes too, Jacob. But the first step is to manage your debt sensibly. OK?
Yeah, good point. Thanks.
Thank you for calling us, Jacob. So now we go to Sophie. Sounds like she's got money to spare. Is that right, Sophie?
Hello?
Yes, hello, Sophie. You're on air now.
Oh, right.
How can I help, Sophie?
Well, I just want a bit of advice, really. I've been putting aside money for the past 5 years or so. I've got savings of just over £17,500 in a long-term interest account, and it's earning about 2.5%. But I worry if this is the best place for it. Should I be investing the money somewhere else?
So, tell me, Sophie, have you got debts?
Not really. Well, just my student loan, but money gets taken out of my salary for that. It's automatic, sort of like paying tax.
But you're still paying interest on that loan. If I were you, I'd use the money to pay off your student loan.
But if I did that, I wouldn't have any spare money. You know, for an emergency.
£17,500? What kind of emergency are you expecting?
Yes, I see.
Look, it sounds to me like you're a pretty sensible person when it comes to money. And I always say, before you worry about investment, free yourself from debt.
Actually, I think my student loan is now about £16,000. If I pay it off, I'll be debt-free.
And that's a very good thing to be.